Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to everybody as we leave the Yom Tov of Chanukah and the Oros of Chanukah, which bring us from Kislev to Teves. Upon us, of course, is not only Simcha and Sason, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, with the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, but first and foremost, we approach Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves commemorates the siege of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavil, around Yerushalayim, and is really the first in a series of fasts commemorating and recalling Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tav Kuf Mem Tes writes, Chayavim Lisanas B'Tisha Bav, B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, U'Begimul B'Tishrei, U'Be'asar B'Teves, Pnei Dvarim HaRoim Sh'iru B'Hem. There are four Ta'anesim in the Rabbanon, four rabbinical fast days. Those include Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha Bav, Tzom Gedali, which is the third of Tishrei, the day after Rosh Hashanah, and Asar B'Teves. Those are the four Ta'anesim that we commemorate in recalling the Churban Beis HaMikdash, all beginning on Asar Teves with the siege around Yerushalayim until the siege and the breaking of the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, ultimately causing the burning of the first and second Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber continues and explains, even though these four Ta'anesim are all grouped together based upon the Pasuk in the Navi Zechariah, nonetheless, there is a categorical difference between Tisha B'Av and the other three, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And that the Mechaber writes in Simutaf Kufnun Sef Beis, Tzomos Halalu Chutz Mitisha B'Av, each of these three fast days, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Mutarim B'Rechitza, V'Sicha, V'Ni'ilas Asandal V'Tashmish Amita, V'In Tzorech L'Hafsik B'Hem Ibod Yom. Regarding all the three minor fast days, Tzom Gedali, Asar B'Tesim, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, they're all permitted to bathe on those days. It's all permitted to anoint oneself on those days, to wear leather shoes, to engage in marital relations, and there's no halacha requiring one to start the fast the evening before. Thus, we see a very basic and categorical difference between Tisha B'Av and the other three Ta'anesim, and that is that the Chameshas Inuyim, the five Inuyim, typically the way that we refer to them as Sicha, Rechitza, Nila Sasandal, Tashmish Amita, and being Mafsik Mibor Yom, do not apply. And that's the basic reason that we refer to these three fast days as the minor fast days. And of course, as a result, it leads to a certain level of laxity, because we refer typically as Tisha B'Av as the significant fast Midrash. Rabbanan, similarly mimicking almost Yom Kippur, which is the Din Midiraisa, all the Chameshas Inuyim that apply on Yom Kippur, Midiraisa, apply on Tisha B'Av Midrabanan. And then you have the other three Ta'anesim, Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Of course, Ta'anes Esther is in a category in and of itself, does not recall and commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and is a separate Ta'anes connected to Perim, which we'll talk about at a different time. And the Aruch HaShulchan recognizes and notes that this discrepancy and the categorical difference between these three Ta'anesim and Tisha B'Av leads to a certain level of laxity with Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedali, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And the Aruch HaShulchan, writing at the end of Siman Tav Kuf Mem Tes, says, Ve'aidna, contemporarily, Aruch HaShulchan's writing about 100 years ago, Bavonuseinu HaRabim, woe to us, Mizalzlim B'Ta'anesim. People disgrace and debase each of these three fast days. Va'asidin li'tein esadin, and those who do so will ultimately be held accountable. To call mishu bari, anybody who's healthy, aslo lifrosh min tzibur, you can't separate yourself from the congregation, from tzibur, from klal yisrael. Va'over al mitzvah sasei de'divrei kabbalas, being over on a mitzvah sasei de'divrei kabbalas, the Navi Zechariah tells us you have to fast on each of these four ta'anesim. Let's say somebody is permitted to eat because he's weak, he's sick, he doesn't feel well, he's unable to fast properly these three Ta'anesim. There's makom lahakel more on the three Ta'anesim than Tisha B'Av. However, lo yochal suhudaso b'kol yamim, shouldn't eat regularly on these three fast days. Elam maichlo mashke l'kim gufa b'vad, v'chein anaragim, you should eat, of course, if it's necessary and if it's halachically permitted to do so, if you're in that context, al pi the psak of a rav. But nonetheless, it doesn't mean that you should eat to your heart's content, v'chein anaragim, writes Aruch HaShulchan, you shall eat a little bit less. So although we already begin to see that there is a categorical difference between the three Ta'anesim and Tisha B'Av as the Shulchan Aruch articulates in Siman Tav Kuf Nun, but nonetheless, it doesn't mean that one should be lax altogether. And because the pasuk in Zechariah groups all the Ta'anesim together, these four Ta'anesim, Chodesh Haravi, Bechodesh HaChamish, Bechodesh HaChi, Bechodesh HaAsiri, all three of these fast days are grouped together, we have to take them all seriously. And of course, as the Shulchan Aruch says as well in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Tes, because they're grouped together, Hakol Chayavim Lesanos Arbat Somos Alonu V'Aser Lefrotz Geder. You can't break that which has been established, and these four fast days are critical. Yes, there's a categorical difference between the three and Tisha B'Av, but nonetheless, it should not lead to laxity. A person has to fast all four fast days, take all four fast days seriously. Yes, there's a difference in terms of Echola, Umeuberes, and Amenekes regarding the three minor fast days, but categorically, and fundamentally speaking, they are identical and they're similar. However, there is a position of the Ramban, and the Ramban is quoted by the Shaar HaTzion, by the Gra, by the Shlach HaKadosh, notes that even though we do see a categorical difference between the three Ta'anesim and Tisha B'Av, nonetheless, it's important to be familiar, says the Mishnah Berurah, with the following. Why is it, asks the Mishnah Berurah, and it's based upon a Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, that we do have this distinction between the three minor fast days in Tisha B'Av, if indeed they're all quoted in the same pasuk in Zechariah? Nonetheless, and it's paskind in Shulchan Aruch, why do we have this distinction between these three fast days and the rest of the fast days? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Nun and Sifkat and Vav explains, the B'Shar Sheratzu V'Kiblu Aleim Latzum B'Chol Ha'arba Ta'aneus Anal, when Klal Yisrael, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches explains, that when Klal Yisrael accepted to fast these four fast days, Tisha B'Av, Shavas B'Tammuz, Asar B'Tevis, and Som Gedalia, Lo Kiblu Aleim regarding the three minor fasts, we never accepted upon ourselves to fast the same way we did as we do on Tisha B'Av. Because Klal Yisrael would be unable to do that for 4 days a year, to have four Tisha B'Avs. One Tisha B'Av we can handle. But Klal Yisrael would be unable to go through three other days, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, and Shavas B'Tammuz, with the same level of severity. Not to eat and not to drink, not to bathe and not to anoint oneself, not to wear leather shoes and not to engage in marital relations, and to start the fast the day before, it would be an impossibility. Ein rov atzibur yichom l'amurba. And therefore, these three become the three minor fasts, and the anuyim do not apply like they do on Tisha B'Av, and you don't have to start the fast the evening before, but rather you start that morning at Amar Shachar. However, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Ubal Nefesh Yachmir Bikulan Kamo B'Tisha B'Av. Somebody who cares about his soul, a Bal Nefesh, somebody who has a sensitive soul, somebody who wants to be Machmir, and somebody who really, really wants to appreciate the essence of these days, Shavas B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalin, Asar B'Tevis, a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir Bikulan Kamo B'Tisha B'Av. What's the basis of this psak of the Mishnah Berurah? And the Shaar HaTzion, Siman Tav Kuf Nun, Sif Katan Tesi, explains that this is based upon the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban is quoted by the Ran in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The first Perek, Daf Yud Ches, is also quoted in the Kisvei HaRamban, in the Ramban's famous essay, Toras Adam in Musar Rav Kook Edition, pages Resh Mem Gimel and Resh Mem Dalet, that the basis of the Bal Nefesh being Machim and these three Ta'anesim is because fundamentally the Ramban says that when Chazal established all these Ta'anesim, they established them the very, very same way. And there really was no difference between the three fasts and Tisha B'Av. In the language of the Ramban explains, Hilka chayavim hakol esanos medivrei kabbalah v'takanos nevi'im. U'mistarbat dekulhu arbat somos tanios tzibarhein. All four fast days are identical. V'nevi'im gozer osam. V'chol chumrei tanios aleim. Mafsikim hem b'imod yom. V'asurim b'rechitza. U'v'sicha u'v'nila sasam. The pasuk in Zechariah links all four rabbinic fast days together. So therefore, there's no reason to distinguish between them. I, Klal Yisrael, accepted the halachas of the Chamesha Sinuim only on Tisha B'Av, and not when it came to Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, and Shavas B'Tammuz, says the Ramban. However, Mikr Takana Vanda Yasur Nein B'Kula. Mikr Din, fundamentally speaking, all four fast days are identical. We have four Tisha B'Avs a year. Signs off the Ramban in Toras Adam, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and the four Ta'anesim are all identical. You have Yom Kippur, you have Tisha B'Av, you have Shavas B'Tammuz, you have Tzom Gedalia, you have Asar B'Teves. They're all exactly the same. You start the fast the evening and right before the day begins,
and you have all the chamesha sinuim, achila, shtia, sicha, nila sasandal, tashmish amita, all the marasa are all 4 fast days. And indeed, the Sha'arat Zion posits that a bal nefesh should be machmir for that. And the Sha'arat Zion continues, v'gam agra bibi'uro, maskim l'divre ha-Ramban. The gra also paskins like the Ramban. Ayin be'el yorabba b'r'shem ha-shla, the bal nefesh tzarech l'hafsik gami bor'yom. The Shla Kadosh says that one who has a sensitive soul and is a bal nefesh certainly should start each of the 3 fast days, mi ba'od yom, not just Tisha B'Av, not just Yom Kippur, but even Asar B'Teves, Som Gedalia, and Shivasar B'Tamas. Thus, you have a gra, a Shla Kadosh, a Mishnah Brura, and a Sha'arat Zion, all indicating, not Mekar Hadin, but according to the Ramban, a bal nefesh should be machmer. According to the Ramban, it is mikra hadin. But the way that the Shla Kadosh, the Sha'arat Zion, and the Magen Avraham as well, and Siman Tav Kuf Nun are all learning that a bal nefesh should be machmer for the psak of the Ramban. Now, who's a bal nefesh? Well, we'll never know, because if you're a bal nefesh, you're not going to say that you're a bal nefesh. Do we paskin like this? Are people machmer for the chumra of the Ramban? Not that I'm aware of. And Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, in his Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, in his Sefer on Beinah Mitzarim, in the first parak in a footnote, explains that the reason for this is as follows. Since the Shla HaKadosh writes that Me'ikr Hadin, the Chumra of the Ramban, and the Bal Nefesh is to be Mafsik Miba'od Yom, to start the fast early like we do, the evening before in Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. And since we've never seen anybody do that, therefore regarding the other Inuyim, the same thing is true. You can't take it halfway. And therefore, once we're not choshesh for the Ramban as a bal nefesh when it comes to starting the fast early, we've never seen anybody start Atar B'Tavis the evening before. We've never seen anybody start Shivasar B'Tamuz with Tzom Gedalia the evening before. The fast starts at Amar HaShach, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Have we ever seen anybody take the position that a bal nefesh should start the evening before? Not that we're aware. So therefore, explains Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, according to the Shla Kadosh, since the Ikur Chumra of the Ramban, and therefore the Bal Nefesh who's going to be Machmir for the Ramban has to start the fast early. Since nobody does that, therefore we're not Machmir and Sicha, Ni'ilas Asandal, Tashmish Amita, there's no Makum Lahachmir, that the day before and on the fast day itself that a person should be Machmir. So therefore it emerges, according to Rabbi Karp, that even though the Sha'arat Zion and the Magen Avraham, the Shla Kadosh and the Mishnah Brura say that a Bal Nefesh should be Choshesh for the opinion of the Ramban, we've never seen anybody do it. And the reason we've never seen anybody do it is for this very reason, that since Me'ikr Hadin, nobody's been Choshesh for the Ramban to start the fast early, therefore you don't have to be Choshesh for the Ramban regarding Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, Tashmish Amit, and Rechitza, and all of the Inuyim are permitted, both before, early in the day, as well as on the day of the Tainus itself. There is, however, one place where the poskim do and are choshesh for the bal nefesh of the Ramban. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Sefer Alicha Shlomo and Hilchos and Dinei Taneos Perek Shloshos are writes, Ein roi lasos nisuin orli yom hatainis milvad betainis Esther. You know where we're choshesh for the Ramban, and he explains in his footnotes, Dvar Halacha, that you don't make a wedding the evening before a fast. So therefore, the evening before Asar B'Tavis, or when Asar B'Tavis begins, the halachic day of Asar B'Tavis begins, Leil Shivasa B'Tamas, before the fast starts, Leil Tzom Gedalia, Motzei Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to make a wedding. Why do you not do that? So Shlomo Zalman explains that since the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Kuf Nun, Sifkat and Vav, and the Sha'arat Zion and Siman Tav Kuf Nun, Sifkat and Tzeh, says that a Baal Nefesh is machmir for all the Inuyim, even in the night. Therefore, at least when it comes to a wedding, and he adds also a Sheva Brachas, the same thing is true. You shouldn't celebrate a Sheva Brachas the evening of the fast. You shouldn't celebrate a wedding the evening of the fast. And this is where we're choshesh for the Ramban. Indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Orach Chaim Chelak Aleph Simukuf Samaches writes that B'Shas HaTchak could even be permitted to make a wedding Leil Shavasar B'Tamas. Other poskim are cholek, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Tzitzel Eliezer as well, and Chelak Yud Simun Chavav also says that it shouldn't happen. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself notes that Asar B'Tavis would be an exception. B'Shas HaTchak, in the same place, Alicha Shlomo, in the Orchos Halacha Os 1, he writes, Hiskim Shiyasu Nisuim Belel Asar B'Tevis. You can make a wedding the evening of Asar B'Tevis, the morning when there's a fast kicks in at Amar HaShachar, the night before Leil Asar B'Tevis, you'd be permitted to. The Sof Sof Midina in Isser. There's no Isser Me'ikar Hadin, based upon a Gemara in Erevin that says that there was a chuppah the evening of Asar B'Tevis. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says be permitted. However, he takes the position that the night of Shavasar B'Tamuz, he paskins that should not happen, even though Rav Moshe himself is making. So that's the place where one would potentially be machmir for the opinion of the Ramban and the Baal Nefesh of the Shlach Kadosh, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shaar Tzion. But even if you are machmir for the Ramban, which as I noted and Rosh Moshe Mordechai Karp says we're not, there still are three exceptions to the Baal Nefesh rule. Number one, Imchal Leil Tfila Yikai Monoso. If Leil Tfila comes out the night of Etainis, the evening of Asar B'Tevis, the evening of Shavasar B'Tamas, the evening of Tzom Gedalia, well, even a Baal Nefesh would not be Machmir and would not prohibit Tashmish Amita Leil Tfila. It would be mutter to do so. Furthermore, Gam Benila Sasandal, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Yachmishum Chucha Vatlula. A person could wear leather shoes on a fast day. It looks silly if you're not going to do that. Today, maybe you could argue it's different. People wear non-leather shoes, you can't tell the difference. But nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that even a Baal Nefesh does not have to be Machmir to wear leather shoes. Number three, V'chein imchal asar b'teves b'erev Shabbos, ein lahachmir b'rechitza b'cham impnei kavod Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even the Baal Nefesh, if asar b'teves falls out on Erev Shabbos on a Friday, which it often does, you can still take a shower, you can bathe on Erev Shabbos on Friday as well as on Thursday night. So here is point number one. Even according to the Ramban's position, that we will equate the Gimel Ta'anesim, Shavasar B'Tamuz, Asara B'Teves, and Tzom Gedalia with Tisha B'Av for all of the Chamesha Sinuim, as well as beginning the fast the evening before. Nonetheless, the Baal Nefesh, as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion, the Magen Avraham, the Shlach Kadosh, does not apply. However, we do have to take the day seriously. However, there is another point that the Achrona make, and this is the Shaar Tzion also in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, Sif Katan Ches, quoting the Ateres Zkenim. And the Ateres Zkenim talks about a minhag that exists, and this is the minhag that should still exist today, on the fast day itself, on Asar B'Tevis, on Shiv Asar B'Tamas, on Tzom Gedalia, says that Ateres Zkenim, the Achshav Ein Nogin Lirchotz B'Gimel Tzomos. You shouldn't bathe. You shouldn't shower on a fast day itself. So certainly on Tisha B'Av one doesn't do that because that's prohibited Mikra Adin. But what about Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, Shavasar B'Tamas? Can you take a shower, bathe? Well, according to the Ikra Adin, according to the Mechaber, none of the Inuyim apply on the three fast days. And even the Baal Nefesh of the Ramban, we said, we're not machmir for that either today, b'zman hazeh. However, the Shaar Tzion, quoting the Ateres Zkenim, explains, however, there's a separate din. There's a separate minhag developed not to shower, not to bathe on the fast day itself. However, the Prima Gadlim, as quoted by the Shaar Tzion, also qualifies that and explains the Hainu B'chamin. That means a hot bath or a hot shower is prohibited on a fast day. Aval b'tzonen yeshlomer d'shar b'gimel tzomos. But if you want to take a cold shower, you want to go swimming on the three fast days. You want to go to the pool, the indoor pool, on Asar B'Tevis, Shavasar B'Tamas, Tzom Gedalia. That says the Prima Gadim is Mutter. And furthermore, Hu Hadin Panav Yandav Viraglav B'Chamin Yeshlomer D'Shar. If you want to wash your hands, your face, and your feet with hot water, that also would be permitted. Hashulchan says the same thing as well in Siman Tav Kuf Nun and Sifkat and Gimel. Midina ein iser rechitza b'chamen. Mikra din, there is no iser prohibition to bathe with hot water on the three fast days. Shavasar B'Tamuz, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Tevis. Mikol makom haminog le'esor. However, the minog has developed to prohibit taking a hot shower, a hot bath on the fast day itself. However, bitzonin and minaklal, however, regarding a cold shower, a cold bath, you could even argue swimming would be permitted via chalirchotz bitzonin, and you could take such a cold shower on the three fast days. Furthermore, says the Aruch Hashulchan, mechein lahaziyah b'merchatz, if you want to go to the Shvitz, the sauna, gamkin mutter, dein ze tainug el asaras tzar zeya. This also be permitted. That's not really tainug, that's not such a pleasurable experience, but that's removing tzar and sweat, and therefore that would be permitted as well. So point to number two, is that the Shaar HaTzion, quoting that Teres Kenan, the Prima Gadim, that even though we don't paskin like the Ramban, and even though Rechitza is mutter, Me'ikar Adin, as the Mechaber says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Sif Beis, nonetheless the Minug has developed not to bathe, not to shower in hot water on a fast day itself. Cold water would be permitted. However, there's a third place where the three Ta'anesim also receives a heightened significance, and that's actually in Hilchos Tisha B'Av in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Beis. There, the Mechaber writes that during the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Ad HaTaanis, between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av, Mima'atin B'masa B'matan, B'binyan Shel Simcha, we decrease our joy. Mishenichnas Av Mima'atin B'simcha. And the Mechaber goes on to enumerate all of the things that are prohibited to do during the 9 days. You shouldn't build for pleasure. You shouldn't plant for pleasure. You shouldn't engage in the types of pleasurable activities that the Mechaber speaks about, because we're talking about the most inauspicious time period of the year, the most delicate and dangerous time period of the year. Megalgalin chova lidechayev mematim esimcha. Those are the 9 days. And commenting on the Mechaber, the Chafetz Chaim in his Bir Halacha, Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil Mirosh Chodesh, writes, quoting the Elia Rabbah, the Prima Gadim, the Efsher, maybe, the Yesh Lahachmir B'Shiv Aser B'Tamuz, the Asar B'Tevis Kmo Mirosh Chodesh Aratainas, writes the Bir Halacha, quoting the Elia Rabbah, the Prima Gadim, it's possible, Efsher, that's an important word, Efsher, it's possible that one should be Machmir on Shivasar B'Tamuz and on Asar B'Tevis, all of the chumras that apply between Rosh Chodesh and the Tainus. Now this should send shockwaves through your system, because if this is true, that would mean you shouldn't eat meat just like you don't eat meat from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, just like you don't bathe for pleasure from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, just like there's a prohibition to engage in the types of activities that the Mechaber talks about, Binyan Shel Simcha, those should be asur on a fast day, Asar B'Tevis and Shavasar B'Tamuz. Is that really true? So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, quoting from Rasan Kupshitz, he explains that what the Be'er Halacha really means is that it's only talking about the things that are asur from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av Me'ikar Hadin. So that's not talking about bathing or eating meat, because those are only minhagim that Ashkenaz developed. Mikra din, those things are mutter. But what the Mishnah Berurah means, quoting the Prima Gadim, the Eli Rabbah, that on Asara B'Tevis and Shavasa B'Tamuz you should be machmir, like from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, is talking about the things that the Mechaber says, Mikra hadin, binyan shel simcha, kagon beis chasnus lebno, nitiya shel simcha, kon avarki shel malachim. So that's what's Asar. So therefore, on the three minor fasts, on Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, and on Tisha B'Av, the Chumra would be not to garden for pleasure, not to build something for pleasure, but in terms of the other Chumras that we have and the Minhagim that we have from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, that would not apply. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in Shona Halach of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkatan Lamed Ches that the entire psak of the Be'er Halacha is not absolutely correct. And says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, commenting on these words of the Be'er Halacha, Din zeh shemekar miprima gadim shem Eli Rabbah, this that the Chavetz Chaim quotes from the Prima Gadim in the name of the Eli Rabbah, Tzar Chiyon, the Hama'ayin be'el Yerabba Yirashe Nichfal Sham B'Toz Shura Misimen HaKodem Ve'en Mekor Lazeh. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky that this line that the Be'er Halacha is quoting from the Prima Gadim in the name of the Eli Rabbah, if you look at the Eli Rabbah inside, this line doesn't belong where it is. And really, it comes from a different place in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. And indeed, take a look in the Eli Rabbah, it doesn't match what the rest of the Eli Rabbah is talking about. Vishamati says Reb Chaim Zatzal Shekvar Ha'eru B'zeh. He's already heard that people have made this point and have commented that there was a Tol Shenafel Tfus, that there was a mistake in the editing that took place in the publication of the Eli Rabbah, and therefore Reb Chaim Kanievsky says this entire psak of the Be'er Halacha, according to the Prima Gadim, the name of Eli Rabbah, is not Halacha L'maisa, and therefore this Efsher, which is even written as a possibility that you should be machmir on Asar B'Tevis and Shavasar B'Tamuz the same way that you're machmir from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, is not halach l'maisa. There was a tos in the tfus of the Eli Rabbah, and therefore one does not have to be machmir on the minor fasts for those ikare hadin that are enumerated in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Thus, what we emerge with
after all the give and take, that indeed the four Tanesim are grouped together. As the Pasuk in Zechariah says, Ka'amar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom HaRevi V'Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi V'Tzom HaSiri. Those four fast days are grouped together. Tisha B'Av Shavasa B'Tamuz, Asar B'Tevis, and Tzom Gedalia are all one and the same. Nonetheless, there are a categorical difference between the three minor fasts in Tisha B'Av, as is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tavkuf Mem Tes, and Simen Tavkuf Nun. The three fasts are minor. There are no chameshes inuyim, which apply on the three fine minor fasts. On the three minor fasts, one can bathe and one can engage in marital relations. One doesn't have to start the fast earlier. Sicha, shtia, nilas sandal, all of those things are mutter. Either Ramban writes that one should be machmir on the three minor fast ways for all the chameshes inuyim and to start the fast early, just like on Tisha B'Av. And indeed, the Shlach HaKadosh, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Sharetzi, and the Magen Avraham say that one bal nefesh should be machmir. However, as Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp points out, that since we don't paskin like the Shlach, since the Shlach HaKadosh notes that we're not being machmir to be mafsik mi b'od yom, all of these things don't apply as well, and therefore one is permitted to engage in marital relations, one is permitted to bathe, one is permitted to anoint oneself, one is permitted to wear leather shoes, and one is permitted to fast only beginning with Amar HaShachar. However, as the Teres Kain and the Prima Gadim notes, besides for that which is mentioned in the name of the Ramban and the other Achronim, there's a separate minhag that has developed not to bathe in hot water, not to shave in hot water on a minor fast day, and that's a minhag that should be kept, as the Mishnah Berurah according to the Shaaretz Zion, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan note, that is a proper minhag and that is a custom that should develop. One shouldn't take a hot shower, and a sauna like the Aruch HaShulchan says is permitted. And finally, the Be'er Halacha's position that on the minor fasts, Asar B'Tevis, Shavasar B'Tamuz, one should be machmir for all of the things that the Mechaber says in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph, that are me'ikar hadin between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. However, that, according to Mechaim Kanievsky, is not halach l'maisa because there was a toast, there was a mistake in the tvos. Bezus Hashem, if we take the three minor fast days seriously, we're not poritz geder. Indeed, if somebody is sick and doesn't feel well, a zake, a chola, menekes, and muberes do have more makam lahakel, not to fast on the three minor fasts, then a shayla should be asked. But nonetheless, everybody else should be strong, ki yeser says, vi yeser oz, and a person should take the four fasts seriously, and the three minor fasts should be equivalent, be'etzem, to the other fast of Tisha B'Av. And we all are familiar with the words of the Rambam, that the whole purpose of the Tanesim is midarkei hatshuvahu. We should recognize that the point of a fast is not just not to eat and not to drink, but if you spend the entire day idling around and not spending it properly, that's what's going to cause more tzaras. But the purpose of a fast is adarabba, that we should raise our voices in tefillah, in tzom and bechi, and to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to turn to Him and to call our attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So thus, the chumras that apply should apply, the ikar hadin that applies should apply, but we should focus on the day, take advantage of the day, and make sure that the chitzonius is ma'or the pnimius is ma'or the chitzonius, and Berzus Hashem, as the Pasuk says, if we keep these fast days, ultimately, yeh lebeis Yehuda, l'sasun l'simcha, l'mo'adim tovim, v'ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahevo, wishing everybody an easy, meaningful fast, Berzus Hashem, as the Pasuk says, it shouldn't be a fast, but it should turn to sasun, simcha, and to mo'adim tovim, good yontif to everybody.